speak both languages. So they spoke French at home. The only way that they'd speak French was when they didn't want us to know what they said, you know, they'd speak French. And then when they meet the father, the sisters and brothers, they'd speak French. When I meet my grandpa and my grandma, I never knew my grandfather. My grandfather was buried the day I was baptized. He weighed 410 pounds.
That was on, this is on your father's side?
Yeah. Andrew. And he had an only brother and he weighed 90 pounds.
Yeah. He had all the weight for him.
Yeah. And I was baptized the day he was buried. He was 50 years old. He had a heart attack and he died. Well, then you see my brothers, my father, sister, brother, they spoke French together and their mothers, but not at my house and not at my home. They didn't speak French. So we didn't learn the French. I learned with my grandma because I'd have to. When I'd meet them, I either spoke French or I couldn't talk with them. And so that's the way I learned the French. But the rest of my sisters and brothers, very few of them, we 11 of us, and very few of them know how to speak French.
Tell me about your grandparents on your father's side.
Well, my old grandmother died. They raised a big family, like I tell you. I think 11 children. And it's either 9 or 11, but I think it's 11 children. And my old grandfather died when he was 50. My father took over, and he stayed with them and saw his sisters and brothers raised. They had to come to school. They had to walk to these two one-room school. Like I tell you, the little schooling they got, third, fourth grade, was about the most they got.
Your father?
My father got nothing. He never went to school in his life. He didn't know how to go. He didn't know how to read and write. He knew a lot about education, but he couldn't read and write. Mama taught him how to sign his name, and I used to tell him often, no crook in the United States could imitate him the way he'd sign his name. His name was Ulysse, and he'd spell it U-L-Y-S-S-E. And,
Ulysses
is his name, yeah.
What is that up there?
That's a award they gave him after he died from the church. He was a very, very devout old man. Loved God with all his heart and soul. And that was done, and I received that for him after he died, a few, 2-3 years. And last year, one time I went, they gave a lot of awards, you know. And it's long overdue, the bishop said. In the top one's a little something they gave to me, but that's the bottom it says.
I see. So your grandfather was a farmer?
Oh, yeah.
Here.
That's all they knew. Farmer, trapper. That's all they could do. See, they'd raise cotton and cane and sweet potatoes and corn. And vegetables, that's all they, and then they'd trap in winter time. See, and kill ducks, and they'd raise cattle to have that meat.
Your grandmother, when did she die? When you
I got the clippings. No, I was married because we couldn't get a priest down here. I'm the one conducted her funeral. I was married several years. I'd say between 15 and 20 years ago. I got the clippings of it. I don't exactly remember.
Oh, she was an old lady.
Yeah, oh, yeah, she was a very old lady. She's a tiny, wonderful little lady.
Did she run a farm by herself, or did she have somebody?
No, my father stayed till he was 27, and then her other sons took on behind one after the other, you know, till they were all married. And she raised a grandson that was born. His mother died at his birth. And she raised this child. And then, well, after...